mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what shakes up your world? What makes you uneasy and anxious? An unstable stock market, world events or natural disasters, a warning or a report from your doctor? Each of us is no doubt shaken in different ways and by different developments. The phone rings at 2 a.m. and instantly you're uneasy and anxious. Your boss says, "Could we meet tomorrow at 4 p.m.?" And all of a sudden you're uneasy and anxious. Whatever your anxieties, Jeremiah would understand your condition. He was shaken by a number of things in his world. First, God had called Jeremiah to be a prophet and to speak God's word in a time when people refused and resented God's messengers. At least twice there were attempts on his life, and the refusal and the violent reaction of his message caused him great anguish. Jeremiah shares his frustration with us when he prays to God in chapter 20. He says, "O Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and a derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as if it were a fire shut up in my bones. And I'm weary holding it in." Thus, at the center of Jeremiah's life, his very vocation, there was tension and rejection. The inner world of his life was full of turmoil. And as if that was not enough, his outer world was about to collapse. First, inner turmoil, and second, outer chaos. You see, the Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar, were about to conquer Jerusalem and enslave its population. The glory of Jerusalem, Solomon's temple, was about to be flattened. Jeremiah was at the crossroads of this inner and outer world. He was called to announce that this would happen because the people had so completely rejected God, who had given them the land and the temple and Zion and Jerusalem. What a situation. However unsettled we might be, and whatever shakes us up in life, these forces do not surpass the internal and external challenges that faced Jeremiah. Into such a shaken world, God sends a remarkable word for Jeremiah and for each of us. Here again, our reading for today. "In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. And he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness, a calming, healing word, a restoring, refreshing word, a certain word." Indeed, it was more than a word. It is a change in reality. Jeremiah describes the coming of one who would reverse the curse of idolatry. The Jerusalem that would experience violence, bloodshed, anguish, and enslavement, would once again dwell in security and enjoy wonderful prosperity. God's blessings would be lavished upon her. And this great reversal would be brought about by the presence of the one who would bring justice and righteousness, David's seed. Jesus fulfills this wonderful word precisely as Jeremiah promised. Security. Profound and permanent security is yours in Jesus. And you are in Him. You are in Him, not by your own efforts, not by your own achievements, not by something you did or something you did not do. You are in Him, in David's seed. For you were joined to His death and His resurrection at your baptism, there at the baptismal font. His death has done away with Israel's sin, Judah's sin, and your sin. His resurrection has given you life that is in God, in the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, as the triune name was spoken over you, and as water was poured. You're baptized. You are children of God. And so when the phone rings at 2 a.m. and you're instantly uneasy and anxious, remember that Jesus has reversed the curse, and that this phone ring does not determine your salvation, for you are a child of God. And when your boss says, "Could we meet tomorrow at 4 p.m.?" and instantly you're uneasy and anxious, remember that Jesus has reversed the curse, and that whatever happens tomorrow at 4 p.m. does not determine your salvation. For you are God's child. And even death cannot conquer you. For your life is secure in the life of God. Jesus' word is certain. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? And our answer with Jeremiah and with Martha is yes. Yes, Lord, I believe. Indeed, if we reflect for a moment, it is clear that many of those in our world who seek to make us feel safe and secure cannot deliver. The stock market, financial plans, identity theft protection, insurance, a strong graduation rate, wealthy careers, physical strength, beauty, popularity, all those places that advertise lasting security simply cannot deliver. The most powerful and wealthy of human beings will soon lose all that power and wealth. How silly to regard wealth or power or popularity as God's. How misspent is a life devoted to them as though they were God's. Jeremiah spoke that message to his contemporaries. He faithfully spoke God's holy word. The majority rejected his message, but a significant minority listened and believed. They saw really for what it was. They saw the beauty and the wonder of God, and of Moses and of Jeremiah, the God of Moses and Jeremiah. They confessed their sins, and they rejoiced in God's forgiveness for the sake of David's seed, Jesus. So rejoice with Jeremiah. Be at peace inside as you meet the world on the outside. For you know Jesus. And to know Jesus is to know the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. You are the body of Christ, each one of you a part of it. Amen.